With Utah making national headlines about its terrible air quality and increasing public pressure, Park City Representative to the State Legislature Craig Powell says several proposals are being considered by state lawmakers, including funding a new sustainability director position to coordinate efforts to reduce air pollution.
This has been very bipartisan. We have an air quality caucus, and some of the proposals are to have a sustainability director. This is still the one that's in the formative phase, and I think that obviously the governor's office, because it would be in the executive branch, will have to take the lead on this. But I think the legislature is willing to have someone who's going to coordinate air quality initiatives across all state agencies and, for that matter, provide information to both public and private sector.
Another proposal, he says, would allow residents to convert to cleaner burning fuels. The state, he says, also needs to do more research so that there are funding proposals for research, as well as getting the message out by a group called UCARE.
Which is a state kind of a public-private partnership headed actually by former Salt Lake Mayor Ted Wilson, is working on that will be a very widely publicized public education campaign to get people to understand what they can do in their own individual behavior to help improve air quality. So there are several steps that are really actively being discussed, and I think you'll see a lot of legislation on that this session.
Powell anticipates that there will be changes to the gas tax, given that the money currently being collected isn't keeping pace with the state's road improvement needs.
And basically what we have is some people have described it as a dying tax. The gasoline tax is just a cents per gallon. People are now using less gasoline. Even as gasoline prices have increased, if you collect only cents per gallon, it means that the revenue coming into the government does not increase. And so there are several proposals reformulate how we distribute money to especially cities and counties through their BNC road funds. That is something that cities and counties have been worried about for several years because they see shrinking revenues at a time of increasing growth. And so through the combination of some sales tax changes and some gasoline tax changes, which are not yet completely settled, but you're going to see a lot of proposals on that in the next few weeks, I think.
The budget process will also be done a bit differently this next year, following more of what Park City Municipal has used, called budgeting for outcome.
And there are always legislators who are concerned that each year we're simply just reauthorizing the exact same thing that agencies had for their budget last year, which means we never actually, under that thinking, we never actually go in and say, well, are you even spending money on the right things in the first place? Rather than asking for more money this year, should we look at the money you got last year and see if how that was wisely spent or not? And so we're proposing what's called a base budget week. And during the very first week of the session this year, we will, rather than listening to additional proposals for additional funding, we're going to go line by line in our appropriations subcommittees, and we will actually look at their existing budget and say, why do you have this agency? Why do you have this particular initiative? How's the money being spent here? So we'll see how that goes. I think it's a good idea, and it's something that many legislators have been asking for a while.
A new idea from the legislative leadership, he says, is to create what's called a constituent service office, which would allow lawmakers to better answer questions and address the concerns of those they represent.
This is a proposal to actually create within the Legislative Research Office a few staff members, you know, not many right now, just see what the need is and then be able to coordinate better. And it might actually make legislation better because sometimes many representatives and senators will open up bills without knowing that each other is doing that on the same issue. And if we had a central constituent service office that had a database that could give the same answer to the same citizens who are asking the same questions, it might be more efficient. So that's something that's being proposed.
That's State Representative Craig Powell. The state legislature convenes January 27th. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.